This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Caldwell was supposed to go to the Bears.
Ooh.
Can I hold out hope for the Dolphins? Yes. So Eberflus is going to the Bears. Wow. So Matt Eberflus. All right. So Matt Eberflus to the Bears. Wow. So no Jim Caldwell. Okay. So you see how the reporting was that they had Caldwell going there? Did they really know? No. Did they have Hackett going to Denver? No.
Let me ask you.
Wasn't it Vance Joseph going to Denver? Or something like that?
I believe he was at Denver before.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, so then who was it that was being rumored to Denver?
Dan Quinn, wasn't it?
It was Dan Quinn, right. Yeah.
Yep.
So 0-2 on the rumors for Chicago and Denver already.
And there was talk of Caldwell getting a staff. So what team is that for?
So Samuel says Caldwell interviewing in Miami. God, I could be so lucky.
Did you hear about all the stuff going on in Jacksonville right now too?
Yeah. Well, they wanted Hackett.
No, they wanted Hackett, but the Balky is the GM.
Trent Balky.
Did I say his right name right?
Yeah, Trent Balky.
Apparently, he had Shad Khan bring in Bill O'Brien to interview. And then, you know, Byron left, which is everybody's quote unquote. And this
Darling,
is all,
yeah, they say
all
he's
hearsay.
Going to Jacksonville,
I mean,
right?
Again, yes, reported. He wants Balky out. And he wants the Cardinals vice president of personnel brought in to replace Balky if he becomes the head coach.
You're talking about Bill O'Brien?
No.
Oh.
Byron Leftwich.
Oh, okay.
That's his. He doesn't want Balky in charge of the roster.
I wouldn't want Trent Balky in charge of my roster either. I didn't like what he did in San Francisco. I'm not a fan of what he's done so far in Jacksonville.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of dominoes are falling, and there's going to be a lot of gameplay going on.
If I'm a Jags fan, I'm not a Trent Balky guy, quite honest. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, what?
I've seen enough of
besides
him.
Besides the obvious of Trevor Lawrence with the first pick, what else have they done?
Yeah. Oh, God. Samuel Loomis says Quinn staying in Dallas now per Tom Pelissero. Well, I don't really give it. Crap about Quinn, dude. I really don't. I didn't want Dan Quinn in any way, shape, or form to be the head coach of the Dolphins. I think you would have seen me throw up all over this floor right here if I heard the Dolphins were hiring Dan Quinn. So that's celebration. Dan Quinn can be my defensive coordinator every day of the week and twice on Sundays. I don't want him anywhere near the head coaching spot. I don't want Vance Joseph anywhere near the head coaching spot. Seen it, done it, been there. I'm good. I want Jim Caldwell is who I want. And if you can't get Jim Caldwell and you got to give it to a first-timer, I can go with Dable. That's fine. But Caldwell's the guy that I want in a bad way, man. I just think that he's the perfect guy for the situation here in Miami.